But he come clear, come clear. I remember the trial. Judge Denton was a prosecuting attorney. Yeah, and that's Portee Denton's uncle. He's a Portee is a circuit judge here now.
I see. And then you were elected sheriff later on.
Who's that?
You.
One of my brothers was elected sheriff. Way back in 1941 or something like that. George Turner, he lives in Beeland now.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I never have been anything. I was town marshal here 3 years and just little jobs like that. Then I got elected this little job.
And you remember the town, how it was built? You say that when you first came here, none of these houses.
It wasn't in the house at all. On when they built the railroad here, they built some section houses up here for the railroad crews and all. It's what they called section houses. Just the railroad company built those.
About 1902?
No, sir, that was before 1902. 1902, it might have been 1902. I know that, I was trying to tell you about that little gray pony I had.
Yes, sir.
I rode her down the road coming around the bow bank, you know, all the way around the bow bank. You couldn't go through the field. They wouldn't have the fences up and all. And the road was around the bow bank on each side of the bow. You would cross the bridge at Beeland, go on either side of the bow to Marks, you see. If the roads got bad and muddy, worked up too bad, they'd start on the other side of the bow.
So you're riding the pony?
And what I never can get to what I'm trying to say. I rode that pony down there, they're building that trestle across the bow right up here, you know. And I just rode right up there where they was working on my little old pony. She was fiery as she could be, and I was standing there, you know, and they were sitting a piling, was sitting it ready and had this hammer. And that hammer would work with steam, a steam-driven hammer, you know. And when they got ready, they turned that steam on it and made an offer for it. That pony run away with me. Went back home as hard as you could run.
Just turned around and
just took off. Well, I didn't kid me, too.
You're just a boy then. When you you grew up, you had a farm, though, before you came to Marks.
That was my father's farm.
But
Turner Brothers farm. We both lived in the same house out there. They just tore that house down here a week or two ago. We all lived out there. Both families lived out there.
So your father was killed?
Killed over the electric. This. Well, it was his outfit that killed it, got killed on. They had started, there was a fellow coming here, was a pretty good mechanic and electrician. And the name was Dutch Fitzel, he was and he was building some carpenter, helping the carpenters down here in town down here. And my aunt was, owned a home down the riverfront, you know. That big, they just tore that down, built a bit right lately. And she owned some land, that 200 acres of land right below town there, where they built all that new stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
We sold that to. He gave us $100,000 for it, but there was 20 of us to divide that into. I got $5,000 out of it. And I got three brothers living, all my brothers are living. And not all my brothers, all that got grown. I lost